Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures that airs from 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6. We cordially invite you to give it a look. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs with MP3 files you can download. Also, you will find the TV program that you can look at your leisure, and a host of other Bible-related material there that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. Let us know what you think. At the end of this broadcast, we're given the Bible study periods and worship periods of the church at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is for you to come to know God, your need for His relationship with His Son, and how we can show you through God's Word that that can be obtained. Please come and visit us. We would love to see you. For the past few months, we have been discussing the subject of sin, very important subject. Last week, we concluded a discussion of sins of ignorance. Today, we want to begin a new aspect of sin by talking about sins of omission. We want to begin this morning by reading a passage from James chapter 4. James chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading in verses 13 through 17. James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy, sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or do that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knoweth to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. This phrase, sin of omission, is not found in the Bible. One passage that does refer directly to our subject is Matthew 23:23, discussing the Pharisees, that they omitted some things that they should have done. Yet many other passages refer to the concept of this type of sin, as we will learn in this study. Sins of omission are not mentioned as much as sins of commission are in the Scriptures. Sins of omission are more of a personal matter than they are sins of commission. What is the difference? Commission are things that we should not do. Omission are things that we should do. How does one omit a due command is simply not to act. In layman's terms, a failure to do that which God has required for us to accomplish. This principle is clearly taught in our reading. In James 4, verse 17, to him that knoweth to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. It is very easy to commit this type of sin. Omission is defined as the act or instance of omitting, the state of having been omitted, something omitted or neglected. The noun is defined as non-performance of what ought to be done, failure, neglect, delinquency, default, or dereliction. Our Lord illustrates this very concept in Matthew 25:31-46. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did not to the one the least of these, you did not do it to me. Matthew 25:45. Never forget, all sin is first and foremost against God. This is rising above the will of God. We need to understand the nature of this type of sin so we can avoid committing it. Sins of omission are sins of doing nothing. Forgotten, fifth bite. Dr. Frederick Fox devoted his life to the treatment of snake bites in India. During his research in the deadly karate variety, which caused over 35,000 deaths every year, he met his own death. To prove the value of his cure, Dr. Fox permitted one of these deadly snakes to inflict 5 punches in his arm. With much confidence, he cut out 4 of the bites, but the 5th escaped his notice. Signs of poison soon appeared, He quickly applied the remedy, but it was too late. Omitting this caused Dr. Fox's physical death. Omitting God's word will cause one to die spiritually. The omission of spiritual things is deadly, for we fail to apply the cure that's contained clearly in the Word of God. How does this affect God's people today? Do they affect our service to God? Do they affect our soul salvation? Are the answers to these questions important to you? They should be, friend, and we will try to give you a Bible answer. The devil is described as the old serpent in Genesis 3, 1 through 5. We're told that he's a dragon in Revelation 12, verse 9, and we're told that he's deceitful, he's cunning, and he's crafty, and he's a liar. Remember the words of Jeremiah 32, 23. God caused evil to come upon the children of Israel. Why? They did nothing of God's commands. Omitting God's command cost them a very high price. They thought just being God's children was enough. They thought this relationship with God, God would overlook the things that they should have done that they didn't do. Well, they were wrong, and it cost them their relationship with God, and they were cast into bondage. The Pharisees' sins of omission were done out of hypocrisy. Jesus points it out himself in Matthew 23, 23. The Greek word here means to let go or to leave or to set aside. Why would one omit something from God's word? Deceive, as in the Pharisees' case. They left it out because they were deceived. They had been misled. Ignorance of God's word that we talked about last week can also cause it. Some of God's word may be hard to receive because we don't like it. In John chapter 6, when Jesus was talking about his flesh and his blood and the works and his teaching, it was a very difficult saying. And many of the disciples left him and didn't follow him anymore. Not because they couldn't understand, because the saying was too difficult to receive. Some omitted out of rebellion. That's what Saul did. He remitted out of rebellion. That's what Samuel called it. He called it rebellion in 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23, when he failed to destroy the Amalekites and all the things that God told him to go and destroy as punishment to the Amalekites. Fear might also cause one to omit something. Genesis chapter 12, verse 11 through 13. Abraham lied about Sarah because he was afraid because she was a beautiful woman that they would take her and they would kill her. And he did it again in Genesis 17 and verse 20. But again, these sins were things that were done that he knew better, that they were sins of omission. He should have told the truth. Hypocrisy, when men seeking favor with men. In Matthew 6, verse 2 through 5, Jesus clearly teaches if we do things for the appearance sake, then we have our reward. We're not getting anything from God. We have all that we will get. In Galatians 1 through 10, we're told that we ought to seek to please God and not men. One seeks to look good in the sight of men. Some things men do not want to see us do. Makes them feel their own guilt. Matthew 23, 28. Hypocrisy is lying to others. It can also be lying to yourself. It can lead you to lie and to be deceived in your own mind and to sear your conscience. 1 Timothy 4, 2. We could begin to believe the strong delusion that God said he would send to those that did not love the truth in 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 through 12. It is dangerous to do things we consider more important and leave other things because they don't bring no acclaim to us and they don't bring any notoriety to us. That's a dangerous concept. Both of them are important and both of them must be done. Ignorance, one of knowledge or perception. Why are all the passages encouraging us to study if ignorance is a way out? 2 Timothy 2, 15 and Ephesians 5, 17 tells us not to be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Man can be ignorant about God's word willfully. Romans 1, 28 points that out. A hard heart can cause man to be ignorant. Simple lack of knowing what God's word is. Hosea said his people were destroyed for lack of knowledge in Hosea 4, verse 6. Ezra reading of the law, which was lost, not that it was really lost, but it was lost to them because they had not used it, because they had forgotten it. Again, that was a sin of ignorance. Hard to receive. Some things are offensive to people. Why? What it calls upon them to do. Those things people who worship idols will not like what the Bible says about idolatry. And Paul's lesson to the Athenians in Acts 17:22-31. Jews will be offended by Christ because they don't believe he was the Messiah. Acts 4:12. There's salvation in no other name. Those who want their own terms will not like God's requirements that they have to obey in Hebrews 5:9 in order to obtain salvation. Those who want their own terms will not like God's requirement that they must be baptized. Women who seek a higher role will not like God's teaching that she's to be silent in the church, 1 Corinthians 14:34-35. Some don't like, there's only one standard of truth. But the Bible clearly teaches it in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Some dislike the authoritative nature of the scripture. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, Matthew 7:21. Can we water down or compromise to gain a soul? Many preachers are omitting parts of God's word in order not to offend folks. Soft preaching will be a death blow to the Lord's church if this course is not reversed in a very short time fashion. We need to understand that making men unaware of things that can damage your soul is not loving them, is not showing regard for them, nor is it showing love for them. If we know that it could kill them spiritually, we need to warn them. Man seeking for riches does not set well with God's word that we need to put our treasure in heaven, Matthew 6:19-21. We brought nothing into this world. We can carry nothing out, 1 Timothy 6:7-8. Some of our brethren may not accept God's teaching on social drinking, on immodesty, on gambling, on marriage and divorce, on fellowship in our day. Divorce is tearing up the body of Christ everywhere. But whatever God's joined together, man is not to put asunder. Matthew 19:6. The Bible's very clear about that. Why do we omit such teaching? To satisfy immoral people? No, we don't want to offend them. We don't want to drive them off. What are we trying to do? Are we more impressed about making the devil happy than pleasing our Father in heaven? Withdrawing fellowship from the disorderly is being frowned on by many brethren today. They don't want it talked about. They don't want to discuss it. They don't even want it enacted. Yet 2 Thessalonians 3:6-15 clearly teaches that we're to depart from those who walk disorderly. We must be kind in our preaching of the truth without a doubt. Ephesians 4:15 says to speak the truth in love. But we must preach the whole counsel of God, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Paul did in Acts 20:26-27. And he said that he was free of the blood of all men because he taught the whole counsel of God. In Psalms 119:165. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. You see, we have to teach all that God says. If we truly love people, we're not going to admit something because we're worried about offending them or we're worried about driving them off. There are things that are hard to receive, but they're only hard to receive for people who want to remain in sin. And if we love them and if we care about their souls and we care about their spiritual destiny, then we're going to do our dead level best to warn them of the danger so they will not admit doing things that will get them into trouble with God. Sins of omission are things that we should do, we know we should do, but we fail to do them. They are just as bad as sins that we are in outright rebellion against God. Sins of omission, dangerous, and they can be spiritually destructive and cost us our soul. We will continue our discussion on sins of omission next time. Until then, have a blessed day. Thank you for listening.